proclamation number 8880 dated the November 8, 1964. Rejecting the strength of love was the sin. If you are spoken to from above, it is a sign of my never-ending love which takes pity upon humanity and wants to come to their aid. And this love will always and forever apply to you, for you are also part of me, even though you followed my adversary into the abyss of your own free will. Nevertheless, your fundamental nature is love. And I will not rest until you have changed yourselves into your fundamental nature again. So if you are now spoken to from above, you will also recognize by my address that it can only be the work of a good power, for I only ever endeavor to cultivate love in you and to refer you to Jesus Christ in his act of salvation, since then you will travel the right path which results in your change while you are still on this earth. Hence you should not doubt the origin of that which comes to you from above. Its content cannot be anything but good, and thus it must be free from error. For you are taught by the eternal truth itself and can be completely confident that it will not offer you misguided teachings. But during the last days this assurance is absolutely essential, for it is even intended to make my light bearers doubt the truthfulness of their messages. Yet let it be sufficient for you to know that I myself protect my bearers of light from all errors. For who else can give you the guarantee for pure truth if not I myself, who knows them and their desire for truth? Time and again I say to you that the adversary's working is especially aimed at those of you who want to spread the light, that he intends to prevent this and therefore avails himself of all means in order to cast doubts into people's hearts regarding the truthfulness of these proclamations. Yet my influence, too, will become more and more evident. I will ever more obviously highlight the error he has pushed you into, for his aim is to prevent you from knowing the truth, although he will not succeed with those who genuinely desire the truth. And thus everyone must seriously scrutinize himself as to whether he desires the pure truth, in that case he cannot be misled anymore. He will recognize it and liberate himself from error. The moment of creation was an act of incomparable bliss for myself as well as for my bearer of light, for the products of his will and my strength of love were so extraordinarily magnificently shaped that they made both of us indescribably happy, so that the light bearer's love for me flared up ever brighter. For the same creative power was inherent in them. They were able to take pleasure in it and likewise actively fashion spiritual creations, thereby raising their blissful happiness beyond measure. If I therefore state the fact that these created beings did not lack anything, that they were all externalized in my image and that they were able to work and be creatively active as long as they were permeated by my light of love, then it must also be obvious to you that they forfeited their activity when they rejected this flow of my strength of love, that they thereby lost their light, their realization, so that their thinking became confused and they were no longer capable of being active, that they hardened but were nevertheless my once emanated strength which I therefore reshaped into creations of the most varied kinds. This process has been described to you so often already and you can accept this as the purest truth. You can unhesitatingly accept that only the rejection of my strength of love was the sin against me, since the brightest light was kindled in them in which they were entirely aware of the implications of their rebellion. Consequently, I will also highlight the misguided notion of any portrayal that I determined or caused the fall of the bearer of light as well as the fallen beings. All beings acted according to my will until they rejected the flow of my strength of love. But this also resulted in the hardening of the spiritual substance, and the strength I once emanated as a being had to become active in different ways, which happened through the dissolution of the substance into tiny particles and thus creation emerged from these. Only from then on did the being have to fight against all kinds of obstacles, since it had to overcome them in order to develop higher again. The activity of the non-fallen beings consisted of using the strength flowing from me to them, but these beings were in a state of brightest enlightenment, hence in a state of realization, and therefore these beings used nothing else but what was according to my will. As long as the being remained faithful to me, it worked and created in my will. But when it turned away from me, it lost the strength for creating and shaping. It hardened and remained inactive, which then resulted in the emergence of creation. I certainly knew from the very beginning that Lucifer and the beings would fall and, for sake of his free will, I did not stop him. Nevertheless, I took no part in it because I had granted the bearer of light, Lucifer, the same power, and neither did I limit it, so that he was able to do anything he wanted to do. And so it was possible for him to persuade the beings to fall away from me in order to create a second world, in a manner of speaking, a world in complete opposition to me. Yet all this was only possible by closing himself, and afterwards also his followers, to the flow of my strength of love. So the rejection of my strength of love was the actual sin, for it was aimed against me myself. Since the beings were utterly enlightened regarding their past origin from me, the fact that the beings' thinking ability expressed itself in a completely opposite will to mine, that it gave rise to something utterly adverse to God, did not originate from me. However, the rejection of my strength of love resulted in this wrong direction of will because it signified spiritual darkness, spiritual blindness. From then on, Lucifer became my direct opposite, who is able to transfer all evil thoughts, which originated from himself, onto the beings. For from the moment they consciously rejected my love, he gained full control over these beings and kept it until I let creation arise in order to snatch them from his power and to inaugurate the process of return. But then the beings had to travel a painful path until they, in the stage of self-awareness and free will as a human being, were able to dispel all their wrong thoughts, completely change their will and utterly deify themselves again. Thus they must discard everything of a satanic nature and, of their own free will, strive towards the divine. This alone already proves that evil cannot originate from me, or I could not be called divine, since only good can be understood by it, that light and darkness cannot exist at the same time, that I do not incorporate love and hate, in short, all opposites within myself. The free will was indeed able to choose between me or my adversary, but he was already evil when he became my adversary, and then also created everything that was in opposition to me, as he was a power like I myself was, with the exception that he had a beginning. The worst deception used by my adversary is to make you believe that everything of an evil nature originates from me as well. This is why I repeatedly draw your attention to the fact that the actual sin was the rejection of my strength of love, because this caused the state of confusion in the beings, the state in which they refused every kind of activity according to my will and therefore were dissolved and bound in all kinds of creations. For it is the law of eternity that my emanated strength must become active, that this strength must voluntarily be requested again in order to enable the ray transformation into a perfect being. That these implanted thoughts in the being originate from Lucifer and thus must be fought against during the time of embodiment as a human being has, through my love, become the process which is intended to turn the creatures into God's true children. And thus Lucifer unwittingly takes an active part in this process of return, which I certainly foresaw from the beginning, but I myself have not destined him to become my direct opposite, because he, too, was a free being which came forth from me in all perfection. Amen.